Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the 16th week of the 2025 legislative session draws to a close, the question on everyone's mind is, when will it end? At this point, it's still anyone's guess, but the consensus of most legislators is that the motion to adjourn sine die will come early next week. Between now and then, there's still lots of work to do. 2 days ago, we talked about the governor's amendatory veto power, and just yesterday, he exercised that power on one of our bills. Senate Bill 218, sponsored by Senator John Fuller, would grant a private right of action to anyone who underwent gender reassignment surgery as a minor and later regretted the decision for any number of reasons. Back on April 9th, this bill was amended on the House floor when a handful of moderate Republicans joined with all of the Democrats in a move that a transgender lobbyist later bragged had gutted the bill. The governor's amendatory veto restores the original intent of the bill and restores the protections that the bill was meant to provide. The vote to accept or reject the governor's amendments will be held later today on the House floor. Meanwhile, a hearing on a similar issue took place yesterday in Missoula in the courtroom of Judge Jason Marks. At issue was Senate Bill 99 from the 2023 legislative session, which banned gender transition procedures on minors. As the evidence of permanent harm continues to build, similar bans have been passed in other states and in several European countries. We now know that so-called gender-affirming care often results in genital mutilation and permanent sterility. The question is whether or not a minor is mentally capable of providing informed consent for such life-altering procedures. The social contagion of transgenderism sweeping through our schools is creating a tidal wave of young people undergoing these procedures, often, as the state argued, without an adequate or even any psychological evaluation. This, in turn, has resulted in a massive uptick in the number of people who regret their decision and later detransition to the degree that they can. In some cases, scars remain and the damage is permanent. In the case of Chloe Cole, the regret came almost immediately after undergoing a double mastectomy at age 15. Thankfully, she had not yet undergone genital reconstruction, but still worries that she may be sterile because of the heavy doses of hormones that she took. In yesterday's hearing, Michael Noonan, arguing for the state, said that Article 2 of the Montana Constitution gives the state the power to protect children, which Senate Bill 99 clearly does. He also made many of the arguments mentioned above, but Judge Marks seemed unconvinced. Instead, he seemed to sympathize with the ACLU lawyers' arguments that the same privacy protections afforded minors seeking an abortion without their parents' knowledge also apply here. That logic was the result of a deeply flawed Montana Supreme Court decision that basically said children of any age have complete reproductive autonomy, a decision no doubt cheered by every pedophile in the state, and which is so suspect that it's currently under review by the United States Supreme Court. This is one of the weaknesses of stare decisis. Bad precedent begets bad precedent, and flawed logic begets flawed logic. It defies common sense to believe that the framers of the Montana Constitution meant for 12 and 13-year-old kids to make permanently life-altering decisions without their parents' knowledge or consent. We applaud Governor Gianforte and the legislature for doing the right thing in the face of judicial activism, and we pray that later today the legislature accepts the governor's amendments to Senate Bill 218. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.